你好，
Hello。
今天我们要阅读的经典作品是美国著名的文化人类学家鲁斯·本尼迪克特的代表作《菊与刀》，是理解日本文化的经典著作。
Today, we will read a classic work by the famous American cultural anthropologist Ruth Benedict, The Chrysanthemum and the Sword, which is a classic work for understanding Japanese culture.
1944年，第二次世界大战进入尾声。
In 1944, World War Roman II was coming to an end.
美国政府面临关键抉择。
The U.S. government faces a critical decision.
日本是否会投降
？Will Japan surrender?
投降后是否保留天皇
？After surrender, will the emperor be retained?
为制定正确政策。
To formulate the correct policy,
美国委托文化人类学家鲁斯·本尼迪克特研究日本民族。
The United States commissioned the cultural anthropologist Ruth Benedict to study the Japanese people.
1946年，报告整理成书出版，取名《菊与刀》。菊是日本皇室家徽，刀是武士道象征。本尼迪克特开篇。
In 1946, a report was compiled and published, and the book was titled Chrysanthemum and Sword. The chrysanthemum was the family crest of the Japanese imperial family, and the sword symbolized the samurai code. Benedict began the book with this introduction.
便抛出惊人观察。
This caused a shocking political scandal.
日本人生性极其好斗。
Japanese people are very superstitious.
而又非常温和。
And also very gentle.
独舞而又爱美。
To be both warlike and beautiful.
倨傲自尊而又彬彬有礼。
Proud, self-respecting and polite.
顽梗不化而又柔弱善变。驯服而又不愿受人摆布。忠贞。
Stubborn, yet yielding, good at adapting, yet unwilling to be controlled, loyal, yet not willing to be dominated.
而又易于叛变。
And it is easy to rebel.
勇敢而又懦怯。
Brave and timid.
保守而又欢迎新的生活方式。
To be conservative while embracing new lifestyles.
这种矛盾从何而来？
Where does this contradiction come from?
他决定从战争行为入手。
He decided to start with the act of war.
层层剥开这个民族的文化内核。
Unraveling the layers of this nation's cultural display.
战争中的日本人呈现出令西方人费解的行为。
The Japanese in wartime exhibited behaviors that were baffling to Westerners.
他们坚信
They firmly believe that
精神力量可战胜物质力量
Mental strength and overcoming material strength
军舰和大炮只是不朽的日本精神的外表展示
The warships and cannons are just the outward appearance of the immortal Japanese spirit
他们是象征
They are symbols
正如武士之刀一直是武士美德的象征一样
Just as the katana is a symbol of the samurai's virtues,
日军有着极端的不投降主义，被俘与战死者比例高达1:120。
The Japanese had an extremely high proportion of captured and killed soldiers, with a ratio of 1:120.
因为投降是极大耻辱。
Because surrender is a great shame.
即使受伤后丧失。
Even if lost after injury,
知觉被俘，也会感到回国后再也抬不起头来了。
Once captured, you will also feel that it is difficult to return home and regain your dignity.
然而
However,
一旦真正投降
Once truly surrendered,
这些战俘会发生180度转变，成为美军忠诚的合作者。
These POWs will undergo a 180-degree transformation and become loyal collaborators of the U.S. military.
既然失败了
Since it failed,
他们就自然地以同样的忠诚投入新事业。
They naturally invested their loyalty in the new venture.
对天皇的绝对忠诚
Absolute loyalty to the emperor.
是理解这一切的关键。
This is the key to understanding everything.
天皇被视为神圣不可侵犯。
The emperor is considered sacred and inviolable.
即使战争期间
Even during the war,
日本人会批评政府，批评统帅部。
Japanese people criticize the government and the military.
但天皇则被免除了批评。本尼迪克特记录了一个极端案例。
However, Emperor was exonerated. Benedict recorded an extreme case.
军事演习中
In military exercises,
一位军官下令士兵未经许可
An officer ordered soldiers to act without permission.
不得喝水
Do not drink water.
壶里的水
Water in the pot.
尽管口渴疲劳有20个人倒了下去
Despite the fact that there were 20 people who had fallen.
其中5人死亡
5 people died.
但死亡士兵的水壶里
But the water in the water pot of the dead soldiers.
一滴水也未尝天皇极少在民众面前出现，仅有的几次出现都隆重布置仪式。
Not even a single drop of water has ever appeared in front of the public. The few times it has appeared, it has been carefully arranged with elaborate ceremonies.
群众匍匐在他身前，没有丝毫声响。
The crowd lay before him without a sound.
没有人敢于抬头。
No one dared to look up.
正是，这种对权威的绝对服从
Confronting this absolute obedience to authority
根植于日本根深蒂固的等级制度
Rooted in Japan's deeply ingrained hierarchical system
从七世纪起，等级制就是日本生活的准则
Starting from the 7th century, the caste system was the basis of life in Japan.
德川幕府时代
During the Edo period,
社会被严格划分为皇室
Society was strictly divided into royalty,
宫廷
Palace,
贵族
Ability,
武士
Samurai,
农民
Farmer,
工匠
Craftsman,
商人和贱民等阶层身份世袭固定家长的门口张贴阶层标志
Merchants and peasants, etc. posted class symbols at the entrances of their families.
衣着、食物、居住均依身份规定。
Clothing, food, and living are all subject to regulations.
德川家康通过参勤交代。
Tokugawa Ieyasu's actions.
控制。
Control.
联姻。
Marriage.
设置。
Settings,
关卡等手段
levels and other means,
牢牢控制大明
firmly control the Ming dynasty,
甚至规定出女入炮
even if it is stipulated that young girls are allowed to enter the canon,
禁止大明私运
prohibit private transportation of the great name,
妇女出境或偷运武器入境明治维新表面推翻幕府
Women traveling abroad or smuggling weapons into the country. The Meiji Restoration, which superficially overthrew the shogunate,
实则强化了等级制。
In fact, it reinforced the hierarchical system.
推动改革的是下级武士与商人的特殊联盟。
The reform was driven by a special alliance between lower-level warriors and merchants.
目标
so,
都是使日本成为世界上一个有地位的强国
To make Japan a powerful and influential country in the world
他们废除藩国
They abolish feudal states
取消等级间的不平等标志
Remove the inequality between levels.
甚至解放贱民。
Even liberate slaves.
但拒绝一切废除等级制的思想。
But reject all ideas of abolishing the system of hierarchy.
1889年。
1889.
大日本帝国宪法由天皇赐给人民，政府权力掌握在等级制上层手中。
The Constitution of the Empire of Japan granted power to the government with the highest levels of the hierarchy controlling it.
绝不包括选举产生的人物。
Exclude those elected by elections.
在工业领域。
In the industrial field.
政府创办企业，代组织完备。
The government's establishment of enterprises is complete.
业务发达后
，With business booming，
以低廉的荒谬的价格卖给三井
，Sell at a ridiculously low price to Sogo，
三菱等财阀，军队废除旧式等级制，晋升凭能力而非出身
，Mitsubishi and other conglomerates have abolished the system of promotion based on lineage and instead promote based on ability。
这是军队声誉极高。
This is a very reputable army.
但也让军部获得凌驾于内阁之上的特权。
This also gave the military the power to rule above the cabinet.
陆海军大臣可直接觐见天皇。
The minister of the navy could directly meet with the emperor.
甚至通过拒绝委派将领入阁来。
Even by refusing to allow generals to enter the cabinet.
迫使内阁解体。等级制度的伦理基础是各得其所。
The ethical basis for the dissolution of the cabinet's hierarchical system is that everyone gets what they want.
各安其分。
To each their own.
日本人相信每个人都有自己的位置和责任。
Japanese people believe that everyone has their own position and responsibility.
这种观念延伸到国际关系。
This concept extends to international relations.
他们认为
They believe that
各国拥有绝对主权会导致混乱。
If every country has absolute sovereignty, it will lead to chaos.
必须建立在日本之下的等级制度。
It must be based on a hierarchical system.
当日本军事部门拍摄电影，描写中国人与日本士兵相爱时
，When the Japanese military filmed a movie depicting Chinese and Japanese soldiers falling in love，
他们无法理解占领区居民的愤慨。
They couldn't understand the outrage of the residents of the occupied area.
日本不是给了他们一个地位了吗？
Did Japan give them a status?
尽管很低，
although it is very low,
但总是整个等级制中的一个地位吗？
But is it always a position within the entire hierarchy?
本尼迪克特尖锐指出，
Benedict pointed out sharply,
他们的错误就在于没有认识到，他们自己心甘情愿地满足于各安其分的日本道德体系。
Their mistake lies in not recognizing that they willingly complied with the Japanese moral system.
是不能指望别的国家接受的。支撑等级制度运转的是复杂的恩情与义务体系。
It is not possible to expect other countries to accept a support system that relies on a complex web of obligations and mutual obligations.
日本人认为
Japanese people think that
自己是历史和社会的债务。
I am a debt to history and society.
生来就欠着祖先、父母、天皇的恩情。
We owe our lives to our ancestors and the emperor.
这种恩情分为两种。
These favors can be divided into two types.
一种是无限的。
One is infinite.
无时间限制的义务。
No time limit.
包括忠、孝、职责。
Including loyalty and duty.
另一种是在特定时间内必须如数偿还的情谊。
Another is a debt that must be repaid within a certain period of time.
包括对君主因
including the marriage of the monarch,
亲非近亲的社会情谊
friendship between people who are not close relatives,
以及对自己名声的情谊
and their fondness for their own reputation.
情谊最难承受
friendship is the hardest to bear.
受到恩惠会带来无功不受禄的内疚感。
Being blessed will bring a sense of guilt for not being able to achieve success.
因此
Therefore,
日本人轻易不愿接受他人恩惠。
Japanese people are easily unwilling to accept others' kindness.
一个自尊的日本人必须坚韧不拔。
A proud Japanese person must be resilient.
自我克制，妇女分娩时
self-control during childbirth
不能大声喊叫，男人
don't shout at men
面对痛苦和危险
in the face of pain and danger
必须泰然处之
must be handled calmly
对名声的情谊要求洗清污名
To be a true friend to a great person, one must be able to distinguish between right and wrong.
一个乡村少年
a rural boy,
因被传教士嘲笑
because they were ridiculed by missionaries,
想当画家的梦想
the dream of being an artist,
感到心灵被残害
feeling of being tortured,
心灵远比肉体宝贵
The mind is more precious than the body.
因而嘲笑别人是最卑鄙的罪行。
Therefore, mocking others is the most despicable act.
他毅然出走美国，许除污名。
He resolutely left the United States.
日本人认为
Japanese people think that
一个正派的人对恩情和侮辱都同样感受强烈。
A person with integrity feels both gratitude and humiliation equally strongly.
无论是报答还是报复
Whether it's gratitude or revenge,
都是美德
All are virtues.
这种道德体系的核心
The core of this moral system is
是耻感文化，与西方的罪感文化形成鲜明对比。
This contrasts sharply with the Western concept of guilt, which is a feeling of shame.
本尼迪克特经典论述道
Benedict's classic argument states that
耻感文化依靠外部的强制力来做善行，罪感
Shame culture relies on external forces to enforce good behavior.
文化则依靠罪恶感在内心的反应来做善行，羞耻
Culture relies on the internal reaction of guilt and shame to do good deeds.
是对别人批评的反应。
Response to criticism from others.
但是，耻辱感要求有外人在场。
However, the feeling of shame requires the presence of others.
至少要感觉到有外人在场。
At least feel that someone is present.
罪恶感则不是这样。
Guilt is not like that.
在耻感文化中
In the culture of the Red Army,
只要坏事不为世人所知
As long as the bad thing is not known to the public,
就不必烦恼
No need to worry.
坦白忏悔
Confession,
反而是自寻烦恼
Instead, it's just creating trouble for oneself.
日本人知耻为德行之本
Japanese people know that shame is the foundation of virtue.
普遍不承认死后报应及天堂地狱之说。
Most people do not believe in the afterlife and the concepts of heaven and hell.
认为人死之后不会受惩罚。
Believing that people will not be punished after death.
但日本文化并非只有压抑，在人的感官世界一章中。
But Japanese culture is not only about suppressing one's senses.
本尼迪克特发现
Benedict discovered that
日本人对感官享乐极为宽容。
Japanese people are very tolerant of sensory pleasures.
他们是洗热水澡。
They are taking a hot shower.
唯一大享乐。最贫穷的农民和最卑微的仆人。
For the greatest joy of the poorest farmers and the humblest servants.
对其热爱程度与贵族一样。
As much as they love it.
每天傍晚。
Every evening.
在43度的热水中浸泡。
Soak in 43 degrees of hot water.
是日常生活必须例行的。
It is a necessary part of daily life.
在公共浴池中与同伴谈。
Talking with companions in a public bath.
叫出浴后。
Laughing after a bath.
全身通红。
Red all over.
享受每天晚餐前最愉快的时光。
Enjoy the most pleasant time before dinner every day.
浪漫的爱情。
Romantic love.
酗酒。
Drunk.
睡觉。
Sleep.
都被视为可培养的享乐。
All are considered to be cultivable pleasures.
他们把肉体快乐当作精致的艺术进行培养。
They cultivate physical pleasure as a refined art.
因此。
Therefore.
在他们尽情享受之后。
After they had enjoyed themselves.
他们就会去为义务献身。这种享乐与义务的切换。
They will switch between enjoying and fulfilling obligations.
体现了日本人拿得起放得下的特质。
This reflects the Japanese characteristic of being able to take things and let them go.
他们的目标始终是荣誉与受人尊敬。
Their goal has always been honor and respect.
至于手段则根据环境而定。
The methods are determined by the environment.
一旦形势变化
Once the situation changes,
他们会迅速调整方向。
They will quickly adjust their direction.
战败后的日本
Japan after defeat,
正是这种特质的极致体现。出于情谊
This is the ultimate manifestation of this trait stemming from friendship.
他们接受了战败的现实。
They accepted the reality of defeat.
全力配合美国占领军。
Fully cooperate with the occupying forces.
因为天皇已经下令而终。
Because the emperor has ordered it.
是他们最真实的东西。
These are their most authentic selves.
本尼迪克特精准预言。
Benedict's precise prediction.
日本会接受改造
Japan will accept changes
但保留文化内核
While retaining the cultural core
天皇制不会被废除
The imperial system will not be abolished
因为天皇是日本文化的核心象征
Because the emperor is the core symbol of Japanese culture
日本的人生曲线是一根很大的前底
The life course of Japan is like a very wide, shallow basin.
U 字形曲线
U-shaped curve.
幼儿和老人享有最大的自由和韧性。教育
Children and the elderly have the greatest freedom and indulgence in their education.
在儿童心中植下
Right in the heart of children.
对嘲笑和排斥的恐惧。
Fear of ridicule and rejection.
成年后演变为对耻辱的极度敏感。
Become extremely sensitive to shame as adults.
男孩享有领先权。
The boy has the advantage.
女孩的权利则被否定。
The rights of girls were denied.
但女人成为母亲后又获得相当的自由。
However, women regain considerable freedom after becoming mothers.
在男女一起参加的聚会上
In a gathering where both men and women participate.
他满口都是性话题。
He talks about sex all the time.
本尼迪克特在结尾警告日本社会的压力
Benedict warned about the pressure on Japanese society at the end.
对个人的要求总是太多。
the demands on individuals are always too much.
社会要求他隐藏情绪。
Society demands that he hide his emotions.
放弃欲望。
Give up desire.
代表家庭、组织或国家抛头露面。
Representing family, organizations, or countries.
日本人能够承受这种自我修炼。
Japanese people can endure this self-cultivation.
但负担太重了。
But it's too heavy.
他们曾为军国主义付出高昂代价。
They paid a high price for militarism.
变得自以为是。
Become conceited.
并且蔑视那些道德观念。
And disregard those moral principles.
不是那么苛刻的民族。
Not a very strict nation.
这部写于1946年的著作。
This work, written in 1946,
至今仍是理解日本文化绕不开的经典。
Still a classic that cannot be ignored when understanding Japanese culture.
它不仅精准预言了战后。
Not only accurately predicted the post-war.
日本的走向。
The direction of Japan.
更揭示了文化模式。
Revealed more cultural patterns.
如何塑造一个民族的行为逻辑。
How to shape a nation's behavioral logic.
当一个民族的行为驱动力主要来自外部评价而非内心良知时。
When a nation's driving force of behavior is primarily derived from external evaluation rather than internal conscience,
他既能创造惊人的集体效率,
he can create amazing collective efficiency,
也可能在集体狂热中丧失,
may also be lost in the collective frenzy,
对善恶的独立判断。
Independent judgment of good and evil.
欢迎在评论区聊聊您的想法。
Welcome to share your thoughts in the comments.
您若要阅读更多的经典作品，
If you want to read more classic works,
请点开我的主页。
Please click on my homepage.
明天见。
See you tomorrow.